You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I'm joined with Dom Betts, and we are discussing the upcoming Premier League season. So, Leicester City, how will they get on with teams trying to come and nick their best players, Dom? And also the added fixtures of playing in the Champions League?
Well, obviously they go straight into the group stage. They don't have the playoff to worry about. I think Jamie Vardy's, obviously he signed a new contract, so he's staying.
Amazing news.
Mahrez, I'm surprised there hasn't been more clubs like putting in bids, or maybe clubs have, but there's not been much news about a move for Mahrez.
And he's not been at the Euros either, so there could have been speculation about him going because he's not concentrating on a tournament at the moment.
Yeah, because obviously there's no African Cup of Nations. It was a Copa America and the Euros this summer, and obviously the African Cup of Nations is obviously done in January anyway, but I think he could stay and it'd be great for football.
I think it would as well. If you've been listening to this podcast a lot, we've done so much podcasts on Leicester City. It's because they just made us fall in love with football again. And I know Jamie Vardy's just signed a contract worth £100,000+ a week, but it's because he deserves it. And I don't think he was forcing Leicester into a corner going, Arsenal want to sign me, so give me a new deal. I hope that them group of players, you can see they have a bond. I hope they've all gone to each other. Lads, we are going to get loads and loads of transfer offers to go play for other clubs. Should we not just stay together? Keep this band of brothers together. I hope they've had that kind of chat. And they seem like the type of group of lads that would have that chat and go, could see Wes Morgan or Kasper Schmeichel getting the whole squad to go and going, this is too good to let go. Would you not agree?
Yeah, the only player I can see leaving is possibly Kante, because obviously he's only been there a year.
True.
And he's world class. He's like basically Claude Makélélé now. He's like the best at what he does in the world at the moment, maybe except for maybe Sergio Busquets, the best holding midfielder in the world by a mile. In the next era, you do have N'Golo Kante, who no one knew he was a year ago.
No.
And the thing is, with Leicester, they need to sign players. They need to improve.
Yeah.
Chelsea made that mistake when they won the league.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't sign anyone and thought, oh yeah, this team won the league last year, I think we can win the league again. No, you need to always be improving your side.
Where would you improve that side?
I'd get someone alongside Wes Morgan.
Really? What do you mean? Robert who? Come on.
I don't know, because it's really hard to say, because like, on paper, yeah, there's loads of defenders that would be better than Robert Huth, but you've got to improve them in some way. You could get another winger to replace Albrighton and Dyer and Gray.
I think that's where I would strengthen Leicester. Fullback, maybe Danny Simpson, getting a top Champions League fullback, and another winger to replace Albrighton, who's not convincing me he's world class in the sense of the way Vardy clearly is world class. Or Mahrez as well. You just feel that Mark Albrighton is someone that's gone, I'm having the season of my life here, I'm really enjoying it. I'm not sure he can keep that level or exceed the level which he's at. And that's what I'm saying. Mahrez, Kasper Schmeichel, Vardy, to me, they're reaching a pinnacle, but I think they can push through that ceiling and go even better.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about Champions League and how it's going to affect them. I think they're going to need squad depth. I know they sort of did have a bit of squad depth last year, but Champions League, you need two near enough world-class-ish players for each position if you're going to finish in the top four.
Agree.
And if you want to play in the Champions League at the same time. So City, that's what City's philosophy has been ever since Sheikh Mansour has come in. They've had two good players in every single position.
Yeah.
Or in the centre-back and striker cases, four, because, you know, two times two is four. I think that's what Leicester need to do. Maybe they don't necessarily really need to improve the first team that much, but they need to improve their squad.
I agree.
A lot more if they're going to compete this season.
When you watch Leicester and they had to bring on a sub or someone got suspended, I was so worried because these players coming in, they just wasn't on the level. That first 11, I can name you the whole thing. They knew their jobs. They knew exactly what they had to do. They knew where to pass the ball. They knew where to cross the ball. They knew where Jamie Vardy was going to be if they knocked it long. Someone like Damari Gray, or when Okazaki got injured, Ejoa did so well, but I just didn't feel like he knew the system as well as Okazaki. Or when, what was the centre back? Wasilewski,
yeah.
When he came in for Morgan or Hoof, it just didn't feel the same. So you need to add to the bench. Here's the question I ask you. What happens if Leicester go into next season and with the momentum from last, win the first six games?
I mean, I personally can't see it.
But why not? Why can they not? Tell me why they can't. Because they're keeping all the best players. They were the best team last year. They never once looked like faltering. Why can they not do that?
I don't know if it's just going off previous history when it's happened. Like when a team, if we use Montpellier in the French league as an example, when they won the league, they've just dropped off. I mean, if they continue to form, I know they've got all the same players. I know Montpellier did lose Olivier Giroud, who got like 30 goals. I mean, I'm not 100% sure what Leicester's fixture list is. I think if they got like five mid-table sides, then yeah, they'll win the first five games. It's also what's going to happen to the other teams, so like City, United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea.
Yeah,
they're all the big teams, right? Thing is, with this season, you just had City,
right? Yeah,
who were winning like games like
Chelsea
that.
Dropped off. Yeah. Liverpool weren't there. Man United,
Arsenal
weren't there.
Were sort of there,
but never really putting up a fight.
And you know it's Arsenal, so they're always going to drop off anyway. It's Arsenal.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying there's a reason why they can't. I just can't see it happening. I can see them finishing 4th, 5th, 6th this season.
Really? Even with Champions League?
Yeah. I can see that. But I just can't see them doing what they've done last season and the last month or two of the previous season.
I think if we're going to kind of conclude this podcast, I think they'll start off really well again. I think they can't continue that level for 2 years. I think they'll finish 7th, and I think they might win the FA Cup. And they're winners now. They'll want medals, if you know what I'm saying. I think so many teams sound like they're going to go for the league. This might be an opportunity for teams to go out and finally get some silverware.
And one other thing is, as you said, they're going to start well, because they won't obviously start the Champions League until after the first international break.
And all their players haven't been playing at the Euros, if you know what I mean. A lot of their squads haven't been at the Euros.
I think it's like probably like September the 15th-ish is when the Champions League will kick in. And because they won the league, I think they might be a number one seed in the Champions League draw.
Yeah, they are.
Because they're a champion. So they could get a relatively easier Champions League route, say, to a team like City, Arsenal, Tottenham.
Tottenham.
The team who nearly won the league, we did a Tottenham and bottled it.
Exactly. So, well, that's our prediction for Leicester next year. We just wish them the best of luck, really, because
course,
they provided us with such brilliant, brilliant football last year.
They gave me hope, thinking I could Fulham or Leeds get a championship
one
day.
They gave so many teams such hope. I kind of just hope that this sort of underdog thing can continue, and however much Man United pay Jose Mourinho, or however much City try and lure Pep Guardiola to be their manager, I just hope we can have an underdog story, and that the league isn't just going to be condensed by 7 teams at the top and then there's a massive gap below. I hope there'll be loads of shocks, and I hope Leicester City can provide that. So that's been the Football Hour. I've been Alex Mearns, talking about what Leicester City's upcoming season is going to be like. Thank you, Don Betts.
It's all right.
Thank you for listening. And you can follow us. It's at The Football Hour on Twitter.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.